Our first question, Maestro Williams, is what inspired you to start studying music?
My father was a professional musician, which of course I suppose has a lot to do with that, in my case, in terms of inspiration, because he used to play in radio orchestras in New York, NBC and CBS, but they don't have any more. But he used to take me when I was a youngster, 8, 10, 12 years old, and sit with him at the rehearsal. And nothing could have been for a child that age more inspiring, more interesting and compelling to watch these professionals playing and listen to what they were doing and hear what the I didn't know music. I was studying a little bit of piano. But I think the greatest inspiration I had was sitting, now that you asked the question, I'm thinking back, probably the opportunity to be present at these orchestra rehearsals. What a privilege that was. Of course, I took it as a very natural consequence of my father being in the orchestra. But there you are. I was completely, as the kids would say, turned on by what I heard.
Our second question, what inspired you to write the main theme to Star Wars?
Well, the main title of Star Wars, I think, was about the last thing that I wrote for the film. Probably 80, 100 minutes of music in the film. And I've been dealing with all these battle scenes and spaceships and all of this. I'm not even sure if George Lucas showed me this scroll, it says, in a place far away. I don't remember first seeing that, honestly. But I felt that after all the battles and the trumpets and cymbals and so on, that the opening of this film needed to be a blasting of orchestral fanfare. The second part of the theme I wrote first, which is you remember the throne room scene at the end of the first film? That became the middle theme of the Star Wars thing. I had that first, and then I wrote the fanfare and put it together that way, trying to write the most arresting fanfare that I could, starting on a high C with a trumpet, you know. So